Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 18th,
Renewal by the Spirit.
This week, Derek's teaching dwells on how the body of a believer is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Today, he looks at the final facet of God's salvation, described in the book of Titus. The process of salvation includes renewing. In Titus 3:5 we read, "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we've done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." The last aspect that Paul mentioned in this verse is renewing. We must become new creations. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, Paul said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." The word creation is important, as there's only one who creates, God. Man can manufacture, repair, or produce, but man can't create. Our hearts and our whole inner beings have been so defiled and distorted by the effects of sin that repairing or patching up is no good. A new creation alone will be good. In the Old Testament, after David had fallen into adultery, committed murder, and finally been confronted with the awful condition of his own heart, he cried out to God in agony, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." He knew that creation had to come from God. It couldn't come about by any human process. In Titus 3 verse 5, we've seen the three aspects of the process of being saved: a washing or cleansing, a regeneration or rebirth, and a renewing or new creation. God does something that man absolutely can't do. All of this is by God's mercy, not his justice. It's not according to our deeds of righteousness. Those won't achieve anything. Salvation has to come from God's sovereign mercy. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I am being renewed by the Holy Spirit. I am a new creation, not by my own deeds of righteousness, but by God's sovereign mercy to me. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Amen.